This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour. This is the hour in which those of us who are DJVers, that includes me, I'm the D, Doug Steffen, the two J's are Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and the V is Victoria Keelan, all members of the DJV gang, if you will, the DJV club. And so we take this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the past week to have our comments to sort of open up your mind to some of the things that you may or may not have heard here or elsewhere. As we talk about the top 10 stories listed at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, plus the people list, we can start with that. And I'm just going to go through this list, and I think we'll spend some time, most of our quality time together, on the actual stories and relate to the people as well. Joe Rogan is number 10. Eileen Gu. I don't know why Eileen Gu is in there. Maybe you can take me aside. And
the Olympian. She's an American. She's American-born, playing for China.
Got it. Okay, then that's why she's boo. Number eight is another boo for Putin, and maybe another boo at seven for Dr. Fauci. Guess it depends on your point of view, and much as anything else. Governor DeSantis is number six. Mitch McConnell is five. Trump is four. Liz Cheney is three, Mike Pence is two, and Joe Biden's number one. Okay, so let's get to number 10, which is the countdown to the Super Bowl. By the time this airs here and there, because this airs over a three-day period, the program does the review mostly holds for the weekend, but things like the Super Bowl and the Olympics, it will be general comments about that because I don't know who is going to win the Super Bowl, although the money, smart money, seems to be on the Bengals, right? Isn't that where most of the people
most of the
are
Rams
going?
Are go. Yeah, the Rams are favored by 4 or 4.5, I can't remember. So that means that to bet on the Rams, you have to bet on them to win and win by 4.5. So if you want to win some money, then you bet on the Bengals because they're the underdogs.
Okay. All right. So the weather in Los Angeles, Jennifer, you'd be the expert on that. I'm not going. I was going to go this weekend, but I'm not going to put up with this fiasco and trying to get around the city. So it's up to you to report on the weather. It's 90 yesterday there, right?
Yeah,
this
I know
week,
if you're
going to,
you know,
89.
If you're sitting somewhere like locked away in the cold and the snow, you're going to hate me when I say this, but it's been very hot, very dry, very windy in California. It's 45-mile-per-hour winds. It's been about 85 to 90, depending on where you are in certain areas of California. It's been really hot. We've got fires that are starting to pop up. We had a big fire burning in Laguna Beach.
But you've had all that rain.
Well, and this is the problem, is that we had a ton of rain in December, and then it got very warm, and so everything is blooming already. It's a really early spring. All the trees are flowering. All the grass is out, which provides a lot of fuel. And then when it gets hot, then things start to dry out. The wind starts to push flames around, and we're in a fire season in February. It's pretty crazy. But the good news is it's supposed to cool down back to normal next week, but it is going to be perhaps the hottest Super Bowl on record. So.
All right, so that's kind of a weather story that gets us into number nine.
Apparently that stadium, too, also sort of keeps the heat
that was
in.
Yeah.
There's not a whole
lot. It's a weird
lot, though.
I haven't been there, but it is a lot of people are like, it goes, is it indoor, is it outdoor? It does have a lid on it. It's got a top, but apparently it's pretty open on the sides. So you get a lot of air flow through, which means that you're keeping in, it would seem to me, you're keeping in all that heat. You can't really have air conditioning going because it's open on the side. So that doesn't sound very fun.
I have a friend who saw the Stones there last fall, and she was like, yeah, it was weird. It was really hot. It was something just with all the crowd and the people. It was in November, so I don't know how hot it actually was outside, but inside the stadium, she said it was pretty hot.
And those of you who fly into LAX like I do frequently, you can look down as you're landing and see the naked people in the middle of the field. I saw that once when I was coming in. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
And
what naked people are we talking
about? I don't know. We are at about 4,000 feet. So,
how did you, why did you think there were naked people on the field?
I was watching carefully. All right, okay. Number nine, as long as we're into the weather and that situation, this past week was National Umbrella Day, ladies. Umbrellas were used, they first were used in Greece. Did you know that? Back in the 4th century B.C., that era, Rome, Egypt, India. I'm trying to picture, how would they make an umbrella? It actually dates back to China, even before it was used in Greece and Rome. Rain umbrellas, parasol umbrellas, they arrived in Europe in the 1600s. In 1830, one of the earliest umbrella shops opened on New Oxford Street in London. Do you have umbrellas, all three of you?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Umbrella and parasol. I love a good parasol.
What's the difference between a parasol and an umbrella?
Isn't the parasol the ones for sun?
Yes.
Keep your kids in shade. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So are there any other weather observations before we keep moving here? I think we ought to talk about some of these tech controversies that are at number eight this week. Victoria, that's more of your bailiwick, the things that have gone on. We have a couple of things that you'll hear later on in the hour that focus on, we have the top five tech stories of the week. But when we look at the world of technology, and you tease me about my phone and how I use technology, a lot of other people, you know, we're not all sophisticates when it comes to using the technology, either because we really don't understand it or we don't care. I don't find that my life revolves around having my iPhone or whatever to keep up with stuff. But yet, it's rare that you go anywhere and you don't see somebody on their iPhone or on, you know, whatever kind of phone you got. But that leads us to some of the things. You were talking about Motorola this week. Do you want to give people a little heads up on the Motorola controversy and why you ought not to be buying Motorola phones?
Well, it's really not against Motorola.
It's the Chinese.
It's a China-based company, which we know if something is based in China, the Chinese government has their, you know, hands on it. And so the Department of Justice has indicted a company called Hytera. And so Hytera is a telecommunications company who apparently from 2007 to 2020, they've been hiring, basically pirating employees from Motorola. And with the contingent of, hey, come work for us, we'll pay you a lot of money if you bring Motorola's trade secrets with you. And these employees did that. And so now it's 21 counts in total. And so there are individuals who are going to be receiving counts of possession or attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. And so Motorola was really the victim here. My only beef with Motorola as a company is you have to be really careful when you buy if you're interested in buying a new Motorola phone, because unlike other brands, whether it's, you know, any type of Android or Apple iPhones, the Motorola phones are not supported that long, and Motorola phones right now are really expensive. They've got the fancy stuff, you know, the screen that bends, and you can, you know, the flip phone that looks like a screen that's bending in half, and these are, you know, $1,500 phones, but they don't support them for more than a couple of years, and it may take you at least 3 years to pay off that phone if you buy it through, you know, Verizon or AT&T or whatever, or T-Mobile, whatever your carrier is. So that's my only knock on Motorola. The technology, sure, it's fine. It's expensive to repair when that bendable screen breaks, but just be aware that if you're going to buy a brand new phone, pay for it outright if you can, because you may be paying for it in installment plans years after it's no longer supporting that model.
Yeah. I think technology plays into other things that make the world an interesting place. You see the robot that captured those photos of the radioactive fuel at the Fukushima nuclear plant back in 2011. There apparently was a phone in a camera in there, and they were able to capture what it looked like, and it's really bizarre, actually. The other thing that comes from the world of technology this week is the discovery of a third planet orbiting around Proxima Centauri, which, according to what we've been able to find out to this point, is the closest Earth-like star. That is a place where life could exist like here. At least that's what they can. I mean, how do you know this far away? But at any rate, there is another planet, apparently, in what they call a habitable zone near Proxima Centauri. Kind of like a moon, but a moon that may support life. So I find that stuff fascinating, frankly. All right, number seven on the countdown is a focus on crime and violence, and frankly, I don't want to talk about either. You ladies are welcome to talk amongst yourselves, but I think we have way too much focus on crime, violence,
well,
that sort of stuff.
Well, one thing that I would mention, and I don't know if you want to get into it later
no,
or if
ahead.
You want to mention
no,
one of the things, I don't know if you guys have seen this circulating on social media, but one of the things that is really, really alarming, and we've talked about over the last few months, you know, the Apple AirTags, right, being used to stalk people, women in general. Mm-hmm. Women have found the Sports Illustrated model was tracked for 5 hours in New York City because some creep show guy dropped an AirTag in her purse as she was walking by, and he followed her around for 5 hours until she discovered the AirTag. A lot of cars are being stolen. People are planting AirTags on the car, and then they're following the car home and stealing it right out of the driveway. So there's a lot of that type of crime. I think is important to talk about. The other thing that's been really prevalent now is there's a story of a woman who escaped abduction from a Lyft driver, and this is a story that's going. It's going viral, and apparently she's not the only one. I've seen these types of stories creeping up more and more throughout the pandemic, mostly from Uber, but with Lyft. This woman took a Lyft home late at night from her friend's house. She didn't have that far to go, and the Lyft driver started driving in the opposite direction of where she lives. She kept questioning him why he was
so
going
creepy.
In the wrong direction. Then he stopped the car. She asked why he stopped the car. He wouldn't answer, and a van pulled up next to the car and literally tried to abduct her. She ran down the street and narrowly escaped being abducted. So that's the kind of crime stuff that I think we should be talking more about.
I think you're right about that.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, number six will be a focus on our relationship with China, especially as it plays into the Olympics. That's coming up. Plus, your comments on questions we've been asking this week on the DJV social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJZ Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJZ Health Podcasts can be found at DJZHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, it's time to find out what's going on social media with questions and answers from those of you who listen to our programs during the week, the DJV programs and others that are focused on what's going on in the real world. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, now to go through the results of our questions. The first question has to do with the Super Bowl, Jay. How did the players, the teams shake out?
63% say Bengals will take home the win, and 37 say it's the Rams all the way.
Really? It was breathtaking the way Rams were. All right. Next, Oscar nominations came out this past week. What are our listeners saying about that?
One thing is for certain, across the board, everybody saw maybe one or two of the films. Nobody saw really more than
I'm
that.
Unusual, and I saw about half of them.
I'm so out of the loop.
I've seen Encanto. That's the one I've seen. Annette Blewich says, wow, my husband and I thought Power of the Dog was awful.
She agreed with me. It was awful.
And
awful,
they like awful. Most movies they see. But yeah, they thought that one was awful. That one's been nominated. Stacey Array said Don't Look Up is the only nominated film she's seen. Yeah. And that it deserves all those awards that they're up for.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, most people, they have not seen any of the nominated films. And what was it? Greg Donahue said the selections this year only further highlight the disconnect between Hollywood and the viewing public.
Absolutely. That's and the very also accurate. The tone deafness of the producers who want the greedy bastards that they are, want everybody to watch on their home screens and not go to the theaters, but people are telling you by the way they are tracking the attendance at the movies that they want to go see these films in the movie theater. They don't want to see them at home. Okay, next, Valentine's Day, which is just a mere moment or two away. So who says what about whom?
Yeah, celebrating. Donald Sutherland says love will never be celebrated.
Donald Sutherland listens to this program? Good for him.
Yeah, hey. He says love will never be celebrated by me on someone's money-making holiday. She gets surprised.
Oh, my God.
and flowers when she leaves.
Settle down, dude.
All right, so I heard.
Hey, I'm totally in the same camp. I feel you. I'm with you, Donald.
The best
description. I'd like to talk Donald's female partner.
All right, but here's the best description of Valentine's Day I heard from somebody on the radio who said Valentine's Day, a time in which men show their love for the women in their lives by opening up their wallet. That's it. I'm pretty much with.
Well, if your love language is gifts, then yes, that's a fine thing to do.
All right, what other comments do you have here, Jay, about Valentine's Day?
Jerry Roeder says, same as we have done the last 50 years, a card, a hug, and a thank the good Lord we're together and healthy.
And
that is
sweet.
Beautiful.
That's
a great
yep.
one.
Yep, yep.
And Alan Stryker is going to Vegas for the week, taking Valentine's Day into a whole week-long thing. You get it, Alan.
All right. There's a safe smoking program that we were talking about. You got to ask yourself why anybody smokes anymore, but what did you get for a response in this mode, Jay?
Yeah, it's been a whole kind of we said, they said thing, whether or not pipes are actually included in this safe drug use program or not. But in the list, it does say syringes. Kathy Tunnell said it might be your loved one who would benefit from safe drug equipment. Many drug users are kids from good families. John Franco says, how about funds go towards getting drug addicts rehabilitated instead of nurturing a disease like addiction?
I don't think experts would agree with that at all, but
yeah,
it's rough.
All right. Anyway, your comments are always appreciated here. Check us out on the social media at DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is reporting Special Counsel John Durham's investigation uncovered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid for a technology company to infiltrate and spy illegally on Trump Tower servers and later the presidential White House servers. The current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was named as one of the architects of the false narrative that tied Trump to Russia. Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped for nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge, a critical U.S.-Canadian border crossing, the bridge reopened for traffic and commerce. A Windsor resident tells Detroit News, Canadian police came after her for just watching.
I said, am I doing something wrong? They said, no. I said, well, then leave me alone. I said, go arrest Trudeau and Biden and Dilkin and leave me alone, because I'm not leaving, and they left me alone.
The Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl 23-20. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Russia continues to posture for war with his Ukrainian neighbor, Representative Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax, even if we send more troops to Ukraine, time is the factor.
If you put the weapons in at this point, when Russia says that an attack may be imminent, they're certainly trying to make that a very credible threat. They've moved a very large portion of their military there, and you know, much stronger than the Taliban, right? Taliban took over Afghanistan swiftly, so you know, we don't have enough time to even train Ukraine on how to use the weapons if we supply the weapons right now. So our best hope is diplomacy. And frankly, Germany has more leverage than the United States in this diplomacy.
Congressman Davidson says Biden needs to put more pressure on Germany to de-escalate tensions.
Well, I don't have a lot of confidence in Joe Biden. I'm rooting for him to be very successful, to find some strength somewhere and to be persuasive. But fundamentally, he needs to be more persuasive with Germany. Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo got that, and they put massive pressure on Angela Merkel when she was Germany's chancellor. They canceled Nord Stream's pipeline, and they were putting pressure on Germany not just to be less dependent upon Russia for natural gas, but to strengthen their own defense and to strengthen their commitment to the NATO alliance. Mm-hmm. Everything Germany's done is weak, and it's invited aggression. And unfortunately, Joe Biden's trend is to be weak and invite aggression.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of February the 7th to the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJVers. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're offering our comments and bringing up some of the things that sort of wrap themselves around the conversations we've had and we've heard from others regarding these top stories, our relationship with China. Mostly as it plays into the Olympics and what's going on there, but a general tone of discord. That's number six this week. I see that we have, in terms of winners, the Team USA snowboarding person, Chloe Kim, has done it again. Did you watch this? 24 years old.
Oh, yeah.
From California.
She's amazing. Yeah. That was just the back-to-back golds. That's incredible. She's the first woman to ever do that. And so, a big win for Team USA. And she's so exciting to watch. She's just incredible.
What about the Russian doping scandal with a 16-year-old Russian figure skater? Where has that gone during the course of the week. This was
that's gone radio silent.
Oh,
so, yeah, I know. Kamila Valieva is the 15-year-old Russian figure skater, totally picked to win gold in the women's competition. She has not been suspended, but she has been accused of failing a drug test in December and having a drug taking a banned substance that apparently it's a metabolic drug and it helps your heart and your lungs and it basically gives you an advantage. Obviously, I don't think a 15-year-old, I don't think she has a medical reason to need the drug. Mm-hmm. You know, the Russians are saying, oh, well, you know, it's fine. They're kind of, you know, brushing it under the rug as they normally do. The Olympic Committee has not, they're being very oddly quiet. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they said that I guess she tested negative in the Olympics and when they've gone through that, but in December she tested positive. So maybe she's been taking this drug all along. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, nothing has been done about it. She, like I said, she has not been suspended. She's moving forward in competition.
Well,
do you think in a locker room in Russia, like for the ROC, they have like candies out in a bowl that are just like performance enhancing drugs? Do you think like
probably
would you like a mentor or some steroids?
Right. The entire reason that Russia as a country is not even allowed in the Olympics, they're banned.
It's the same reason. So these people are doing the same thing,
right? And this
why
is the
are
Russian
they even
Olympic
there?
Committee.
Why are there any Russians there? Well, as far as that's concerned, I mean, it's
people
so
are questioning that now.
The
when you're doping a
15-year-old, Olympic Committee is just so damn corrupt. Why do we even? It's like everything else got ruined by money, big business, corrupted politicians. The Chinese have got their fingerprints all over this. It's disgusting. And why are we even paying attention?
The thing is that a lot of times it helps get those people out of wherever they are, right? And so for people in Russia or China, this is actually a good thing. It's an exposure that's a healthy thing. But the countries or the people that run these groups are so terrible. I mean, you heard the story, and it came out this week. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal where they were putting all the athletes who tested positive into the quarantine hotel. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that if you had symptoms, you had to go straight to the hospital. But if you were just testing positive, because they're testing everybody all the time for COVID, that you'd go into this hotel. Well, it turned out that one of the athletes thought it was kind of odd, and I think she may have been from Russia, by the way, that they were getting like a scoop of plain pasta, orange sauce,
the picture
a piece of charred
disgusting.
Meat, and like a potato.
Lunch, and dinner.
They were given breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And she started to think, she's like, huh, there's other people who tested positive, like managers and trainers. I wonder what they're getting. And so she started, like, looking in the hallways to see what everybody was getting. Only the athletes were getting that nastiness. The people who were just trainers or whatever, they were getting fruits and vegetables, proteins.
And the athletes,
because China wants them to lose? Right. They want them to weaken up while they're in this quarantine hotel.
Right, and then the five athletes from the five female ski jumpers from four top countries like Austria, Norway, Germany, they are all disqualified because their outfits apparently magically all of a sudden their outfits are not compliant, and they're one of the ski jumpers was like, well, wait a minute, I just competed 2 days ago in the same ski outfit, so and it was fine then. It,
you know, they're so
it
naive.
It just feels so corrupt,
simplistic. The way it looks at it, Jay, you started to say something, excuse me, and I interrupted you before you could say what you were thinking.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with Victoria. I said, yeah, it does. It feels correct.
I know, but a few minutes ago, you said, okay, let's keep moving. The number four item this week, the economy. So if you want to be homeless for the rest of your life, apparently the best place to go to succeed is San Francisco, where they pay you to be homeless. So helping the economy there.
It kind of does.
Huh?
California really does facilitate a lifestyle of being able to live on the street. There's nice weather. You get a ton of resources. Some huge encampments have Andy Gumps. Some encampments have figured out how to tap into power lines.
Andy Gump is a potty.
Excuse me, I forgot.
Oh, I was going to say, what is that?
An Andy Gump is an outdoor toilet. It's like those
porta,
plastic ones that you walk into.
Yeah, it's
porta potty.
Yeah.
There are homeless people who are very smart who have figured out how to tap into power lines, and they've stolen TVs, and they have television in their little encampments. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no
quite
one clears
them. It is, but disgusting because they live in their own filth because many of these people have mental illness and they have drug addiction issues. And so, it's because, I mean, the fact that we have typhoid back in Los Angeles is because of the homeless issue because people are peeing and you know what else on the streets. And then the rats get a hold of it and the rats spread around the I mean, it's just, it's gross. But there is a story that went viral this week about this guy who was trying to make ends meet in Texas. And he said, you know what? I give up. And so he went to San Francisco. He said, things are easy in the Bay Area. They pay you to be homeless here. And he literally left his home in Texas to go be homeless in San Francisco.
There you go.
Oh, no, people, they want to live on the beach in California. And some people are saving their money to go to actually fly out to Hawaii and then be homeless on the Hawaiian beaches, too.
Gross.
It's even better there. Yeah,
I feel like we need to aim higher.
Well, and that's just it. Like, let's stop at the lowest common denominator stuff. And let's stop making it easy for people to just love the lowest common denominator. There are rules that say you can't live on the streets that are not being enforced in California. And that's one of the arguments between the L.A. Sheriff's Department and the L.A. Police Department is that the sheriffs want to go in and clean up the encampments. And the LAPD are like, no, we can't do that. That's kind of, you know, we just have to let them sit there.
All right, number two. This week is a focus on the investigation. Well, there's a lot of focus on threats and the things that are going on. I noticed that the number of threats against lawmakers has surged this week. Reviewing the numbers, apparently mainstream violence has become a political sport with all the threats that people are getting. Democrats are getting threats, obviously, from pro-Trumpers and the other way around, perhaps. I don't know if there's stuff on the other side.
I think that this is a junk, but I think it's a bogus junk headline. They've always been at focus. Look at Ronald Reagan in the 80s was shot by somebody. JFK, yeah, I mean, this is not new, but we somehow recycle this headline because I think there's an effort to
Jodie Foster tell that guy to shoot Reagan, though? Wasn't it like a not political, right?
A crazy,
it was just
a crazy person thought that Jodie Foster told him to kill Reagan. But I mean, look at what happened just recently with, you know, Steve Scalise was shot by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter at a congressional baseball game. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's not new. The crazy guy who had the Trump stickers all over his van. Remember living in that parking lot in Florida? I mean, it's just, this isn't new, but yet the news media is making it seem like this is some new phenomenon.
Yeah. All right. The trucker protests and what's going on with that. There's a whole.
They could come to the Super Bowl, they're saying.
Yeah. Well,
and to the State of the Union.
And a lot of them are Canadian truck drivers. Anybody understand what that's all about? I understand.
They're protesting a vaccine mandate.
Which is ridiculous because these are people who are in a cab by themselves.
Yeah, at this point,
or at the very most, one other person.
Yeah.
But Justin Trudeau is saying you can't cross into the United States and back again. And so the trucker said, well, then we just won't go. And that's going to cost you problems with your supply chain and the cost of goods and services. So they've they've moved all over. I think Manitoba they're in now. They were in Ottawa. They are still there. And they're, you know, a lot of people are trying to paint them as not being peaceful. The videos that I've seen, they're all peaceful. They're sitting there being annoying, beeping their horns, but they're making a statement. And so now a lot of people in America are saying, well, maybe this is what we do. And so now they're saying maybe there's an American convoy that might go either to the Super Bowl or to the State of the Union.
Hunga bunga. All right. Number one this week is COVID, but not for long. The COVID focus is really dwindling. The mask mandates, all of that sort of thing.
Cases dropped 61% this week.
Yeah, right.
Which is great.
So, and we've seen not only in our country but around the rest of the world how it is sort of a come back to reality. The time spent at home, which was the big thing last year, has gone way down. Businesses bringing people back to work to come to the office. The government bringing people back to, I know here in my community of Framingham, Mass., there's a mandate and the new mayor says, okay, vacation's over. You want to work for the city, come back. And, you know, the people are whining, well, I can do it fine at home. Yeah, no. Back to the office.
Uber and Lyft. That Disney reported the best quarter that they've ever had for revenue in the domestic parks and resorts.
That's pretty wild.
Like that. I mean, that's not just pandemic COVID stuff. That's their best quarter ever. That's how much people have been wanting to get back to the happiest place on earth.
They also raise prices a lot too. I think there is a lot of Disney people wanting to get back.
Oh, for sure.
I know Disneyland in California, the prices have gone way up.
Right. Well, Disney needs the money now, of course, as we know. The let's see here. The number of people
Donald
on ride shares.
Donald needs the pants. They need the money.
Yeah. Everybody is just, it's time for us to move on. I'm saying that, and people say, well, are you sure? I'm sure for me. I don't know about for you, but I'm moving on. I'm not, and I'm going to try to keep this. We had a, if you listen to our DJV health program that I do with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we had kind of a big flap, the two of us, this week. Because he says, well, be careful, and, you know.
Yeah, most doctors with common sense will say, you know, if you're high risk, you still need to be careful.
Yeah, if you're high risk.
And that's an important distinction. But
apparently Prince Charles is high risk because he's tested positive for COVID again.
Yeah.
73 years
Although
old.
Although I think he has pretty mild symptoms, though. Right. Because he's, you know, vaxxed and boosted, so he's not experiencing. The first time he had it was really bad, and so this time around, you know, he was with a whole big group of people at a museum outing. But, you know, obviously the concern is he was also near his mother, the Queen, and so they're always very protective, obviously, of the Queen's health. So far, she's asymptomatic, so hopefully she'll stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, in terms of the general overall attitude toward COVID, people, are they still even bothering to get shots? Probably a good idea. It doesn't hurt anything to get them. But whether you need them or not, with all of the controversy about, well, if I've had COVID, why do I need shots? Then that's kind of a good question. Actually, do you need them at all if you're supposed to be quietly safer.
It's amazing how the CDC sort of slipped in some words about immunity the first time, talking about natural immunity, saying that it is powerful.
It's equivalent
to
one shot. Yeah.
It's funny to me that we've blown off natural immunity.
You mean the Centers
so
for Disease Confusion. Yeah. Okay, no confusion here. That's an overview. That's a wrap from the DJVers here on the Talk Radio Review.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, glitter in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program with an overview of what's going on. Excuse me. Must have been something that I didn't eat. Okay, let's start that over again. 53 past the hour, take two. 53 after the hour, time for Victoria Keelan to take my lead and go from number five to number one in the technology.
I love following your lead in
you
technology.
You do, I know you do. It's lots of fun. Okay, yep. So the Department of Justice is in number five position because of what they have accused China of doing, or one of their companies. Wow, what a shocker this is, Victoria. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. I know. So the DOJ has indicted Hytera, which is a China-based telecommunications company, for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola. The Justice Department accused Hytera, which produces radio transceivers, radio systems, things like that. The accusation is that they hired Motorola employees to steal information related to Motorola's digital mobile radio technology from 2007 to 2020. That's a lot of years of stealing secrets. The indictment contained 21 counts in total, with individuals also receiving counts of possession, attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. The names have been redacted, but we know at least that there were multiple employees that Hytera hired. So we'll see if they are able to make the charges stick. It feels like they will. And so Hytera faces potential fine of three times the value of the stolen trade secret. Obviously, they probably have opened themselves up to a major lawsuit from Motorola as well.
Good for them. Number four, as we count down to number one, the TikTok wave of excitement in terms of the news.
Yeah, this was a surprising story this week, even to TikTok. TikTok employees have done a bunch of, you know, press conferences this week and saying that one of the most surprising things that they found on the platform is how many Gen Zers actually go to TikTok for mainstream news. And you would not think that, but they found that hard news is working a lot better on the platform than they ever would have imagined. And so CBS News, which is, you know, I always tease CBS as being like, you know, but CBS News has, along with E! News and the Food Network, they all have 2 million followers. And so that's the number one news network on TikTok is CBS News. They're followed by the Washington Post, ABC News, USA Today, TMZ, and Sports Illustrated. They all have a million. ESPN has 22 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
So a lot of sports stuff, a lot of sports videos are still really popular. But again, more and more Gen Zers are going to TikTok for real news.
I wonder, just out of curiosity, how many of those sites are controlled by the Disney empire? As I listen to you.
Well, CBS News isn't. We know ABC News
is. No, that CBS isn't, but ESPN is. And
right, ESPN and ABC News are, you know, under the Disney umbrella, yeah.
Number three, iPhones. Woohoo, I got a new one.
Well, did you? Doug's new iPhone still has a home button, so that's why I question if he actually has a new iPhone. But iPhone is set to transform, or Apple is set to transform iPhones into contactless credit card readers and payment processors later this year. It's called Tap to Pay. We're all aware of, you know, Tap to Pay when you, you know, go into a store, you hold your iPhone up against the credit card reader, and that's the Tap to Pay. But now they're expanding so that Apple and iPhone users, if they're a vendor, they can receive payments through their iPhone without any additional equipment. And so Apple's also going to support Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and other contactless payment methods on Android devices as well. So this is not just going to be exclusive to Apple. It's powered by near-field communications, which is NFC. It's used, as we know, contactless credit card payments throughout the pandemic soared. People didn't want to carry cash because they thought it was, you know, unsanitary. And so it's been a big moment for iPhone.
All right. Number two this week, a focus on Google and their authentication process. I guess that's what this is, right?
Yeah. So Google found a new study, which they've been conducting for multiple years now, and the results are out. Google's two-factor authentication, two-step authentication is what Google calls it. Do it. Whenever you're prompted, do it, because it cut the risk of being hacked in half. So it is important, and it works. That's the bottom line.
I got trapped in it myself this week. Seems like kind of a pain. All right. The number one story is a focus on a merger.
Yeah, the big merger. So the merger of Discovery and Warner Media got one step closer to coming to fruition this week. The deal was cleared by U.S. government agencies. The SEC has cleared it. Now the next step, it goes to shareholders for a vote, which is expected to pass. So we will have another gigantic merger on our hands.
Fun. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.